And we're back. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Janet.
And we're boyfriend and girlfriend. We share a house together. We share our lives together. And we share it all with you.
Wow. You've been working on that?
How'd you like
that?
You like that?
I did.
See, I figure people that don't know, if they just tuned in for the first time,
that's good.
They won't know that I'm Steve.
And I'm Janet. And this is Wrinkled Cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say a big shout out to Mike Jolietz, the Mike Jolietz Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
he loves us and retweets us and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, he told me today that, let's see, he reached out to me. He's like, "Hey, Janet, when's the next Wrinkled Sheets coming out? I asked Steve, no reply. Ha ha, hope you're doing well."
Oh.
You don't reply to people a lot.
Well, a lot of people that
the
write...
The smart ones reach out to me.
Well, that's true. But the problem is, because I have like 100,000, I'm not bragging, knock on wood, like 100,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
That... If people send me a direct message, they get lost all the time unless I start scrolling and deleting and scroll. And I don't really like to go through those because it doesn't.
He should at mention you,
huh?
He should at mention you.
He should do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, he really motivated me. It was 6:30 this morning. I was waiting. I showed up to work at 6:30 to start working, and we're doing a big expansion at the office.
Mm-hmm.
Like next week, I'm moving to my new office, which will not have a window. Bummer.
That's called a coffin.
Right. Amen. And they have put LED lights in all of our office.
Uh-huh.
Well, yesterday I showed up to work so early that the guys that were working on the light bulbs hadn't gotten to my office. So when I was at my desk, no, I had the old ones.
Okay.
When I was at my desk, they were like, "Am I boring you?"
No.
They were like, "Oh, crap." So they couldn't do them. So I show up today knowing that they needed to do the light bulbs. And I told the lady, our admin, I was like, "Okay, you know, I understand the light bulbs need to get done in the morning. I promise to not be here before 6:30.
I promise.
So I show up at 6:25 and they're still doing the light bulbs. But anyway, it gave me time to pause and look at Twitter. I don't look at Twitter very often.
Why?
It's one of the apps that I turned off the notifications.
Why?
I don't know. I'm weird like that.
You are. You get on something and you get off something immediately. Like, you know, I like this new... Nope, I don't use it anymore. I really
you
enjoy Twitter.
You know what I still use?
Nope, I'm getting off of it.
You know what I still
it.
Use?
What?
Constantly? Ready?
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
There's an app.
Turn down for
it's
what?
It's called TD4W. And just every once in a while when I need a little oomph, I go... And I got to thank Jenna Marbles for that because they had a podcast, her and Julian, going over some of like apps and if they're worth it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of them. And
oh,
I'm like,
we
yes,
should do
please.
That too at some point. That's always a good idea to find out what other people are doing.
Right.
And then do your version of it.
I'm loving Snapchat. I wish I had more time for Snapchat.
Remember when Snapchat was just
complicated?
Well, it was.
I was like, I don't understand this.
Really?
When it like
remember it used to be just everybody went, "Oh, Snapchat." Oh.
Well, it still can be like that. I just try and block that idea out of my head because you can send messages back and forth between people and they're gone forever.
So people have been sending you dick pics?
No, no dick pics on my world. But that was my, you know, like kids and stuff that have like cuz Snapchat is popular and
it's gotten
kids
very popular. I read an article the other day it is the most popular right now. It's actually replacing Instagram and all this kind of stuff.
Well, the face filters have like bumped it to the next level. Uh-huh. And the fact that it's new every day, it keeps this ADD
society like, I wonder what filters are today.
Right.
I can make a mustache and I can put feathers on my hair or I can look like a pirate.
When I go in and the filters haven't changed,
it
kind of makes me go, today sucks.
Oh. So does it bother you when you're watching other people Snapchat, like you watch four or five in a row and everybody's just done nothing but their filters?
No, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, because I like to see how different people
interpret the filters. Because I've noticed that before.
Do you not like it?
Well, it just depends sometimes. It depends on how they interpret it. A lot of times they'll just snap a picture like,
Oh, that was so me yesterday waiting for the nail salon.
Here it is with just a cowboy hat on my head. Here it is with just, you know.
When I'm in public places, I don't like to talk.
Uh-huh.
So, like, yesterday I was waiting to get my nails done, and I was totally, like, filter snapping.
Were you?
Did you? Oh, you didn't look at my Snapchat. I see how we are.
I have not been on Snapchat today.
It's probably too late for you to see them because it's been because they disappear after 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other good thing about Snapchat is the storyline.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's almost like watching a mini video vlog if people do it correctly. Like Fleur and Mike DeForce. They do a pretty good job of like.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems like a lot of work. Like, even though you and I have been doing this vlog for YouTube. The Wrinkle Sheets vlog. I catch myself, and I know you do it because you don't do it, so that's how I know you do it, is like I will do something and go, I should have vlogged that.
And Fleur has even said, because there for a while, every other month she'd vlog. Well, she came out a few weeks ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, and said, I'm not going to do that anymore. What I'm going to try and do is consistently vlog, just not daily. And she
whether
has,
2 or 3 days or maybe once every week.
Right, and when she does stuff, like when she went to an island somewhere, I forget which one. But anyway, she vlogged that.
Yeah.
So noteworthy stuff. Like her and Mike are going to Vegas. I wonder if she's going to vlog.
Right.
But she has said that it's very hard for her to vlog and Snapchat. So if she's vlogging, she's probably not going to be snapping.
And then Mike will probably do that. Well, what I noticed when I was downtown, down in Houston, visiting my mom and brother and everything, my brother took me metal detecting. My brother's big into treasure hunting.
Huge.
And he's got 2 or 3 metal detectors. And he knew about this place in downtown Houston that was these homes were built before the turn of the century, and they were tearing some of them down, and he wanted to take me down. And let's go treasure hunting.
Let's go check it out.
Let's go check it out. And I haven't told this yet, but I will tell it on the podcast. I broke off one of my veneers. So it looked like I was missing
it was
a tooth.
So bad.
It just looked like I had no front tooth.
So can I tell my side of the story?
Sure.
So I land back in Denver because I came back from Houston earlier than you because I actually went with you on a trip.
Yay! Could you believe it?
Crazy. And I land in Denver and I get the text. I broke off one of my veneers and I'm like, please don't send me a pic. Please don't send me a pic.
Oh.
And you totally sent me a pic. And I'm like, it's burned in my eyes forever. And you said, I look like a hillbilly. And I'm just like,
yes, you look like a hillbilly.
And it's funny because like one of the kids in our family, when she lost her tooth, her dad would walk around calling her a hillbilly. So I almost said, oh, yeah, you're definitely related to Ava.
A hillbilly. So, but that was my I was missing this veneer while my brother took me out metal detecting.
In the public.
And it would have been the perfect thing to vlog, him and I using the metal detectors around this old house, because I ended up finding a really old, I found an 1896 nickel.
That is old.
Old. Oh, 120 years old.
That's crazy.
And I will try to post. Maybe I'll post a picture with the podcast. It'd be interesting to put that.
Yeah.
But after I was done, I was like, I really should have vlogged that. I should have. But I don't want anybody to see me looking like a hillbilly.
Aww.
But that's one of the things I should have vlogged. This would have been a great vlog because he got all excited when he found an old penny. So he jumped up and got it, you know.
Aww.
So it would have been a good vlog. Yeah. And like today, going to the dentist. I wanted to vlog going to the dentist. I shot a little bit going, but I kept my mouth.
I totally noticed that.
Did you? I kept my mouth.
And you can't vlog silent.
No, it's really hard to vlog silent. Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't mind shooting some after he put the veneer back on.
Right.
But that's one of those things. Should we be more open? Like,
no.
We shouldn't be?
No.
Because that's what I thought. If somebody gets a hold of a snaggletooth picture, it'll become a meme. That's
or,
what I was...
you know, it burns into their mind. Like, you know, I came home from Houston, and the first thing I did was Bane Moon Pie, and I kind of promised you, okay, I'll vlog this.
That was good.
And I haven't watched the vlog because Because
why?
I looked atrocious. I had been traveling all day. My makeup hadn't been touched since 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. But it looked so real.
My mother loved that. I showed her that. She goes, I love that picture of Jan. I go, Mom, it's not a picture. It's a vlog. She goes, but she looks so cute. Because I showed her that fast forward version. You did a fast forward version of it.
Yeah, I try and do that and stuff like that. But
that was cute.
But I don't like seeing myself like that. And that is why I don't like to vlog. Because, you know,
When I came home, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But I'll let you finish that in a second. I just got to say, I'm Kanye. I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish in a minute.
That makes me Taylor.
Mm-hmm. But like last night when I got home, you did not want to look at me.
I've been having a rough week.
There's a pause right there. Because I'm like, you go, don't smile at me. Don't smile.
Because of your veneer.
Yeah. You go, don't do it. Don't smile at me. Don't make me look at you.
I had forgotten about it. I had forgotten about it. But, yeah. Like, what if I lost a tooth tomorrow? Yeah.
It would not be sexy.
You're listening to the podcast, so you can't see his face. You don't want that. Like, the reason that we initially started talking and dating is because we were sexually attracted to each other. So when you change that dynamic after 6 years even, it's like, I don't understand. Like, some of these people that have been in relationships for a long time, they're like, oh, I love him no matter what. He can put on 150 pounds. I'm like, I don't understand. Where's the sexual attraction? Like, I love you as a person. But the fact that the package is pretty makes it so much better.
So much better. I don't understand that either. I'm glad that as a woman you said that.
Yeah.
Because I have thought the same thing. The podcast just froze. Hopefully it catches up. It did. This is what it did the other day.
Pause. Hit pause.
Woo! Luckily, we still have everything.
We had some technical difficulty.
And during that technical difficulty, Janet ran
and got him a water.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about the rest?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't. No. But, no, so we are back. And we were talking about how you did not want to see – if you have a certain image of somebody, that's what you're attracted to.
Over the years, like, you get used to seeing me without makeup from time to time.
Yeah.
You get used to seeing me with raccoon eyes when I forget to wash my makeup off from time to time. You know, I see you with greasy hair. I see you with your hair pulled back. And
shaven, non-shaven.
You know, like cut off t-shirts.
You hate this, don't you?
You really hate
to cut off t-shirts, don't you?
Rain's
here.
But stuff like that is very temporary and it goes away.
Yeah.
But like the thought of you not having a tooth.
Yeah. So you were saying that's what you initially attracts you, that your initial attraction to the package, the whole thing.
And that's life.
Yeah. And I have said this before to people that that like you said, if you put on 150 pounds, maybe you're not as attractive as you used to be.
Maybe.
Yeah, and I don't mean – this is not to slam anybody. This is a conversation that we're
and
having.
And there's medical conditions that can
But that should be the only reason.
Right.
And when people say, they should love you no matter what. Yeah, if you have a medical condition – not just for giving up. You know, I've said that because I've had guys that have been like, man, I'm just not attracted to her anymore. I've heard them say like, after the kid, she put on like 100 pounds and I'm just like, what do I say? And in this day and age, you don't know what to say.
Right.
You know, it seemed like in the older days, people definitely got into shape.
My grandmother was horrible. Like, her judging, like, of other people.
Yeah.
And I think that is because back in her day, you had a baby, you got back to it.
You know,
even like in her 80s, she was walking on the treadmill.
Yeah.
She was eating very light. Because at that age, I'm sure your metabolism's like slim to none.
Yeah. And I know we sound like we're talking like the 1950s and 60s, but I think that's part of the problem is that people have let things slide for so long. Like in the old days, if you read those women magazines, like I've got a bunch of old Look magazines and Life magazines. You've seen my antique.
Yeah.
And I like reading the ads, but it's fun if you read the articles. It's like how to keep your man.
Right.
You know, and they were a lot into that stuff about, you know, cooking and cleaning and, you know, looking your best when he gets home from work.
Right.
And maybe there was a reason they lasted 69 years or 70 years mm-hmm. or forever. Like, I was talking to my mom about this the other day because, you know, they were married 69 years. And my mom said to me, she goes, did you know your dad used to ask me if I still loved him all the time?
Well, after 6 years, I kind of go, you still love me? Okay, good. You just have to do a pulse check.
Yeah.
But after 69 years, I'd probably be asking you every 5 minutes.
Would you?
Crap. You still love me? Especially as you get older.
Yeah. But that's the thing. As you get older, of course things are going to change. As you slow down and sagging and your back hurts so you can't walk like you. But if you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s and basically healthy and you're not doing anything to keep yourself up, how can you expect the other person to find you attractive? Agreed.
And, you know, me personally, over the last 6 years, I've put on some LBs. And, you know, I know it's my eating habits because I'm active at the gym. And it also attributes to some stress. So, yeah, I'm trying, but life isn't as chill as it was back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the other side to an extent. If I put on 100 pounds and went, it's just because I'm stressed.
Yeah, I'm stressed. There's nothing I can do about it right now. You should just love me the way I am. Well, I do love you, but it doesn't mean I want to get on you.
Right, right. So I'm working on it.
Because that was a Dr. Laura episode that I listened to long ago, and it's always stuck with me. The woman got mad. She was like, my husband's not attracted to me anymore. You know, I've tried everything, and you know, I bought sexy lingerie, and he's just not attracted to me. And Dr. Laura, first thing out of her mouth, she goes, how much weight have you put on since you got married? She goes, what does that have to do with anything? And Dr. Laura finally got her to answer, and she put on like 100-something pounds. And Dr. Laura goes, that's a person. She goes, I weigh 98 pounds.
Dr. Laura's tiny.
You have added a person. And so maybe he was attracted to.
That's not what he signed up for.
And I think that's what you said that struck with me. Because I was like, if you basically wanted a fat person, you would have been seeking out a fat person to date, right?
Love my brother, but he is attracted to heavier people.
Mm-hmm.
That's his thing.
Well, there are people that like that. That's just their...
But if you were attracted to a heavier person when we met, you wouldn't have been attracted to me.
She's too skinny.
Yeah.
So I think that's what your preference is, whatever, no matter what it is, if you'd like that or you like this. So I think people need to keep in mind, instead of the psycho babble of like, you know, kick him to the curb. If he doesn't like you the way you, life's too short, girlfriend.
For better or for worse, doesn't say for chunkier or skinnier.
Well, it's interesting to hear a woman say that. Because
I'm superficial and I just now realized it.
but that's okay. I'm superficial, but I, like, people tell me, you know, that I look good for my age.
Mm-hmm. Is that a compliment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Because, I mean, you know a lot of guys that would look totally nothing like me.
Right.
I mean, I'm trying hard. I still go to the gym. I try to eat.
When was the last time you were at the gym? Don't throw that out there.
But I do belong. And I was going a lot.
I have a gym membership.
But I was going a lot.
You were.
And if I get back on the ships more often, that's when I was eating and working out more.
Right. I'm wrestling with the microphone.
With
sorry
the cat.
If there was any.
Cat jumping. Yeah, there was some.
Yeah. Sorry.
Rain, the cat, is trying to jump up in her lap. Why don't you go ahead and pick him up?
Because he'll want to rub up all on the mic. You know him.
Oh, all right. Well, he's just so loving. I don't know where Podcat, the other cat, is wandering around here somewhere.
You gave her treats. She went to bed.
Probably.
Hey, Rain.
So anyway, yeah, that's our talk on that. It's just whatever you're initially attracted to is what you're attracted to.
And things will change and shift throughout time. But losing your teeth,
mm-hmm.
gaining 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, losing your teeth is something that you can have fixed too.
Right, if you can financially afford it.
Right, but you could still have...
Dentures,
if nothing else.
Right.
I mean, when people just give up, you know. Like our friend Runt the other day.
Yeah.
I love Runt. We know him from the Grizzly Rose,
mm-hmm.
and for years he had his teeth knocked out.
Yeah,
his front teeth. He's just been one that we've known him for years.
We just knew him
just like that
without teeth.
Yeah, Eddie walked in the other day. We saw him, and he smiled. He's smiling like crazy.
I got new teeth. And I was like, oh my God, you're a totally different person. And he's so
confident. His personality
I've
is different and
so
bigger.
Much.
No.
I didn't
just smiling
really
like crazy.
Yes.
And he did that
good
clear
for him.
He did that clear choice that mm-hmm. they keep having, you know. And he loves it.
Yeah.
And I just think that's one of those deals, maybe that people need to take care of themselves. I think they mm-hmm. forget or give up or don't care or say we can't afford it. Well, maybe if you think you can't, maybe it's time to go, maybe I should not get a pack of cigarettes and a mm-hmm. beer. You know, I think people forget that too.
Right.
That there's things you should cut out before other
Agreed.
Things.
Agreed.
Not being hopeless doesn't come off preachy. It's just one of those things that people need to maybe hear every once in a while.
But I did feel really bad when you sent me the picture without a tooth, and I was like,
"Oh,
no one saw that, right? No one saw that.
That's not my boyfriend without a tooth." No, I have. I had a tooth. It's just one of those. It's tiny. You know what? Because they put the veneers
like
are covering your teeth. You know,
right.
they grind them down and cover.
But you got it fixed. You're good. Woo!
Yeah. Thank
Life
you.
Is great.
Thank you, Dr. Jurenko, and everybody at Stanley Shores Dental Group. Dr. Jurenko, Dr. Stang. Dang, Dr. Stang.
Dr. Stang
does most of my work and has in the past. He did my veneers, but he was on vacation. So Dr. Jurenko, who has done some stuff for me.
He did a nice
in.
Job.
He did a very nice job. So anybody in the Denver area, a Colorado area, check out Stanley Shores Dental Group.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So what else is going on in your world?
Well, we went to Houston, mm-hmm. and I got attacked by mosquitoes. Like, I had like 4 bug bites. Like, anytime we went anywhere, I was spraying after that first night, and uh-huh. I got attacked. Mm-hmm. I was spraying. And no, I'm not trying to have a baby. Zika doesn't worry me or anything. Don't read into that. But I don't like the itchiness. Like,
you got,
I swell up.
Right. It was great big red.
That's what mosquitoes do to me.
It was like somebody shot you with a BB gun. It had that kind of like a big welt on you.
And I would wake up scratching. So it's not like I could stop. Like during the day, I could stop. I could get some anti-itch stuff and just be like, mind over matter. But when you're in the middle of the night scratching to the point where you wake yourself up, like, whoa.
I sit next to a woman on the plane. And she scratched the entire flight. Her legs looked like your arms.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like mosquitoes had eaten her alive. And she sat there and scratched. It made me uncomfortable, like, sitting next to somebody that was scratching like
Skin
that.
Skin cells flying.
Everywhere.
Ew. Well, I found this article that I wanted to share. Because it is that time of season for a lot of places. Even here, we've had a lot of rain. So I feel like, you know, it's going to be a little mosquito-y. Uh-huh. They're nasty. They're disgusting. They carry disease. But I found this article that says that one way to lessen the amount of bites is knowing what attracts mosquitoes, also known
Blood.
As skeeters. Skeeters.
Skeeters.
Skeeters, yes. Basically, it depends on how you smell. And since mosquitoes have excellent scent receptors in their antennae, they can smell any human within 100 feet easily.
Wouldn't it weird that I wasn't getting bit like you?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it also comes down to genetics, and 85% of the reason why mosquitoes prefer some people over others is due to their genetic makeup. So here are some main factors that make someone a mosquito bite magnet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, exercise and lactic acid production.
That'd be you.
I don't know.
You exercise a lot.
But
Jim.
I don't have, like, lactic. I don't know. The sweatier and smellier a person.
That's you.
It means they're more attractive to mosquitoes. Individuals who produce more lactic acid, which is emitted from our bodies via sweat glands, will draw in more of the pests to their general vicinity. Also, the more perspiration and the older it is, the greater the buildup of lactic acid.
That's you. Three, 4 days without a bath.
Stop it. Number two, bacteria. Our skin is literally crawling with bacteria, and it's estimated that the average human has about 1 trillion or so bacteria on their body.
Whoa.
The types of bacteria living on your skin can vary greatly from person to person, and some varieties affect how much an individual gets bit by mosquitoes. For example,
okay,
it has been found that if someone has, I don't know how to pronounce this, Staphylococcus and very varroxes present on their skin. They're likely
if anybody to knows suffer what she more said, mosquito comment problems. Down below.
The opposite is also true. Other types of bacteria act to make our skin less attractive to mosquitoes. A few of these types of bacteria are names I can't pronounce, and you definitely want those crawling on your body. So you want the good bacteria, but I can't pronounce those. Your blood type also plays a factor. Do you know your blood type?
Red.
I know. I don't know mine either. The type of blood you have coursing through your veins factors greatly into the risk of whether or not you'll end up suffering from more bites than others. Studies have found that people with type O blood are bitten more often, followed by type B, then type A. In fact, type O's are so appealing to mosquitoes that they're twice as likely to suffer bites than type A. Whoa.
You might be O then.
I don't think I am, because that's the one that's very universal. It can donate to, or is that OB? I don't even know.
OBGYN? That's what I have. That's the kind of blood I have. I have OBGYN blood.
There we go. And the next factor that plays a part is carbon dioxide. Even just breathing is enough to attract mosquitoes because they're drawn to the CO2 you exhale. Individuals who produce more CO2 get bit more frequently. Thus, pregnant women and heavyset people don't, who tend to breathe heavier, need to take extra precautions to keep from getting bit.
Or people that just talk a lot. Because they're exhaling and breathing. And
are you saying? I don't talk a lot, especially around your family. I'm pretty quiet.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty chill.
I'm pretty chill.
You're pretty chill.
Yeah. So that's some mosquito tips for you.
What do you like to use for your mosquito repellent?
DEET. Lots of DEET. I know a lot of people are against it because it's very chemical.
Is DEET?
It's a chemical. There's a lot of like bug sprays that you can get without DEET, but DEET kills them.
Oh, I was thinking name brand. That's what I was.
Oh, Off.
Off has DEET in it?
Mm-hmm. Oh. You can get the Off with no DEET, I think. Just don't inhale it. When you spray it, just hold your breath.
Just don't breathe.
And then you wait.
Did you have the mosquito vans and trucks and stuff when you were a kid?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you were a kid, did the trucks go through your neighborhood putting out the mosquito fog and all that stuff?
No.
Do you never had that?
No.
You never saw that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, in Texas.
I wonder if that stopped recently.
No, I don't know. If people still see that, let us know. But when I was a kid, they had the mosquito trucks that just would drive through the neighborhoods at dusk and there's fogs.
And you would inhale that.
Yes. Not only we would inhale it, but we didn't know any better. We would be on our bicycle following mosquito. Like, that may explain brain damage that I have and other kids have. But we seriously just rode behind the mosquito trucks in the fog. Like we'd pretend it was, you know, this creepy kind of spooky.
Oh, dear God.
You didn't ever – how about anything weird for you? As a kid, you never did anything weird like that?
I ate grass. But nothing like that.
You seriously ate grass?
Yeah,
or just chewed on it? Or you go out and ate grass?
Like, there are different types of grass I like to eat better than others.
Uh-huh.
I don't know names of grass. I understand the different consistency. And then for dandelions, I liked chewing on the stem. It was kind of tart, sour. I know. So weird.
Wow.
I probably have some cat piss in my history.
Probably. That's why the mosquitoes are drawn to you.
But no, like, nothing like following a mosquito bug spraying truck. That's wrong, dude.
There's places that have mosquito festivals and things like that.
I'm just getting itchy just thinking about all this.
How is your mosquito bites?
There's one that's like still going down and another one, but like the ones, I only have a couple that are still like from time to time. Irritating me.
Did you guys have a mosquito problem in Missouri?
So in Missouri, you had a chigger problem, like most of the grass in the spring and summertime and fall.
And for people that don't know what chiggers are, they're some kind of bugs that get under your – they're blood-sucking little bugs that get in your skin.
So you get little bug bites.
Yeah.
And my body didn't react to those as much. Like I would still be itchy, but by the next day, the itchiness would be gone and I'd have scabs. From scratching, but it wasn't to the point, like, I always knew when I got bit by a mosquito because I did always swell up, like, huge.
So you had, like, scabby, sore,
yeah,
chigger-bitten legs?
Mm-hmm. Yep. If I ran in, yep, I did.
Wow.
And then one time I got bit by a dragonfly. I didn't know they bit.
I didn't know they either.
And my eye, like, totally.
An actual dragonfly? Like the big wing dragonfly?
Yeah. My parents said it was a dragonfly that bit me, but...
Might have been a horsefly. Horseflies bite.
As I've gotten older, I think there were some fibs thrown my way.
You think so? As you've gotten older, you think you found out a few things maybe your parents didn't know?
Yeah, so they'd make it up. But anyway, I remember my eye being swollen and itchy. And I believe they said it was a dragonfly.
I've never known a dragonfly to bite.
Hey, Siri.
Okay, hold on. She's going to check, Siri, for dragonflies.
Do dragonflies bite?
Here's what I found on the web for do dragonflies.
All right, let's open up this article. Yes, my Siri talks in English accents.
What's it say?
Hold on. No. It has to pull up the article.
Oh.
You know, went on a work trip. That's the whole reason we were in Houston. I was on a work trip Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up my navigation, and she started talking in her English accent, and my boss was like, I can't understand what she's saying. So let's see. You should talk while I'm reading.
Okay. Well, I would have said, what's it say? And then you'll come back with, I'm... waiting. It's going slow. But now it's going slow and we're waiting. So
I don't know. They bite.
It doesn't say?
No, it doesn't give me a straight answer. I have to read a whole article. But anyway, that's what they said.
Here, let me hit Siri. Siri, do dragonflies bite or...
You have to say, hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri.
And wait for her to start.
I'm listening.
Siri, do dragonflies bite or sting?
I don't understand. Oh, Siri, do dragonflies bite or sting?
She understood my question.
Do dragonflies bite? Oh, I have to hit it again. Wait.
You have to, hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. I don't know if mine's set up that way on this new phone.
Oh, dear God. Anyway.
Siri, do dragonflies bite?
Here's what I found on the web for do dragonflies bite.
So while you...
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Here's answer.com.
Answer.com is the key to success, y'all.
Okay, good. Pulling up.
All right, pulling farm boy.
Do dragonflies bite? Answer.com. Though no dragonfly will ever spontaneously land on a person and bite them, dragonflies are capable of biting. It is how they catch their prey. However, the largest dragonfly can't break the... .. Let me see.
Skin? I'm going with skin for $50,000.
Can't break the human skin barrier.
There we go.
So more often than not, if you catch a dragonfly and it does try to bite you, you probably aren't going to feel it.
So it was probably a horsefly. But whatever. I had an allergic reaction, not to the point where I needed a shot, but my eye was swollen and it was itchy.
Uh-huh.
I really remember that. I remember sitting in my living room as a child just being like, oh, I can't go out into the world.
Did you ever have a really huge zit that made you not want to go out in public?
Can I share a story with you?
Is it going to gross me out and may not be attracted to you?
No. So, when I was probably 13 or 14, I got my first pimple, but it wasn't like a real pimple. It was just kind of like a kind of pimple, but I was like...
You squeezed on it too much?
So I squeezed on it. And I walked out of the bathroom at church with a paper towel on it. And someone was like, are you okay? I was like, I got a zit.
Like you were excited about
it? Yes. And I remember the guy that I ended up talking to and asked me that question. Mm-hmm. He is now the mayor of my town.
Oh, Mayor Zitface.
And I'm just like, looking back, I'm so embarrassed at that moment. At the time, I was just...
Did you pull the tissue back and show? Oh.
No.
Oh.
But he saw me holding a tissue and he was like, oh my gosh, Janet, are you okay? I got a zit. But anyway, I've never had a really disgusting zit.
Mm-hmm. That you had to try to put makeup on or comb your hair just right.
I've had those, but nothing crazy. How about you?
Oh, I've had crazy ones.
You still get pimples.
Yeah, because I have scars from I get that under the skin kind of
cystic.
Cystic. Acne. Really hard. And they stay hard for a while and then they finally. But yeah, I got a couple that would be like, oh, you have to do it today. I'm going to do a TV show this week and you look like a third head is growing out of my, you know.
But it's never as bad as we think. I get cold sores and I finally came to the realization that half the time people can't see the cold sore.
Because you wear lipstick.
No, because it's not as big as it feels.
Oh,
because
it feels like your lip is going to just rip.
No,
from
I
the
don't wear
pressure.
Lipstick when I have a cold sore because then I can never use that lipstick again.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that maybe you should just buy like that cheap Wet n Wild dollar lipstick. Yeah. That
I've done that. Yes. Oh. But one time I had like a whole lip. Like I had a reaction to being in the sun in the mountains and using lip gloss at the same time.
So you were smearing it?
It like magnified.
Like putting cooking oil on
my lips. So I had like blisters all across my lips.
Oh.
To the point where I had to go to the doctor and they gave me a shot.
Oh.
Yeah. That made me realize that when I get one little cold sore, no big thing. But like... At work, I was wearing scarves over my mouth. I wore a hat one day, and hats weren't allowed in the office, but I was like, Holly, my boss at the time.
Like, I am really covering myself.
Look at my lip. I need a hat to distract from my lip.
You look like the Invisible Man.
I don't even understand what that means.
In the movie, the Invisible Man used to wear a hat and a scarf.
Yes.
So you couldn't, that was kind of what covered up his invisibility.
And so people would come to my office and be like, Janet, are you okay? I'm like, not at all, but you don't want to see this. That was the last time I went skiing, too.
Oh, we should go skiing again.
Not. We should go climb a 14er.
No.
See?
That's too much work, and that's how people die.
People die from skiing all the time.
Well, I don't know those people.
Sonny Bono.
Okay, I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to pull
and
up
a store. And you don't have health insurance, so if you break something.
I do have health insurance. I just have catastrophe
We've talked
health
about
insurance.
This. Yeah. It doesn't include breaking your leg on the slopes.
No, it has to be basically you're dying and we cover your medical bills. Well, everybody that listens to this podcast and everybody that knows me knows that I'm pretty much a coffee addict.
Okay, good.
When I quit drinking...
I was a little worried we were going political.
No.
I'm like, okay, good.
No. When I quit drinking, coffee became my new addiction. And I just love coffee. I love trying coffee. I love coffee. Different places and a lot
coffee
of times
cake coffee cupcakes.
Coffee anything. Like if I'm on a road trip and you've seen me vlog this before, I will stop this coffee shop and then the next city I'll stop at their coffee shop and but anyway, I found this article on AOL that says coffee is useless if you're too tired.
I've been there.
You've been there? Your morning cup of joe may not actually be the solution to a sleepless night. New studies about caffeine are finding it doesn't actually work as well as many believe. Though two cups of coffee per day can boost performance and alertness, it's nothing compared to a good night's sleep. Instead, it may be more useful to stay hydrated, well-nourished after a night of tossing and turning. Scientists involved with the caffeine research are saying... After three nights of restricted sleep, caffeine loses its effect. The study specifically looked at those who get 5 hours of sleep or less. And that's you, isn't it?
No.
No? Don't you sleep? They came to this conclusion by testing a group of people using caffeine and a placebo and conducting a series of tests on their moods and thinking ability. So while you've made fresh coffee a part of your morning routine, it may not be doing much more than simply emptying your wallet.
So I can – they always tell you not to listen to your body when it comes to food cravings and stuff when you're tired. I don't understand going 3 days, though, on 5 hours sleep. That's why I'm like all like 7:30, let's go to bed. Because I need to get my good night's sleep. And you make fun of me, but that's seriously serious.
That's true. And another coffee story for you while we're on a coffee roll. Science says chilled coffee beans make for a better brew.
Okay.
For many, coffee is considered as fundamental a need as oxygen, and scientists have recently determined one way to make the beloved beverage even more satisfying. Researchers from the University of Bath, that's in England, say the way to get the best cup of coffee is to chill the coffee beans prior to grinding them. According to a press release by the university, The team studied the effects of grinding beans at different temperatures, from room temperature to minus 196 Celsius.
Wow.
The researchers found out that the beans kept at cold temperatures break down into finer and more uniformed grounds. The release further notes that it's important because small uniform coffee grounds allow for better extraction of the flavor compounds, allowing you to brew more coffee and get more flavor.
Wow.
So I always heard just keep it in the freezer for freshness, but I guess it's keeping it in the freezer for taste.
That's a good idea.
But you're not really a coffee person. Like the other day I was making coffee and you go, well, thanks for asking me. But you don't normally drink coffee. So when do you decide, what's your cue for, I need a cup of coffee?
So that was the morning I had to get up at 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping that coffee, because caffeine doesn't affect me. Like right now I'm drinking a Diet Coke with some Malibu in it, but it won't keep me up. I could drink a Diet Coke without Malibu in it an hour before bedtime and it would be fine. But
that's the Malibu, maybe. It's maybe the alcohol.
I just said,
reverse.
If I drink just a straight Diet Coke an hour before bed, because I knew you would say that.
Okay.
It doesn't affect me. Well, that day, I was hoping that a cup of coffee would help me. I got up at 2 a.m. My flight left at 6. But as soon as I got in my seat,
uh-huh.
I was a middle seat.
And you were out.
I put my things on, and the only thing that woke me up, yeah. You can't see.
No.
It's a podcast. I put my sleep mask on. The only thing that would wake me up is I would like drift. And there were two strangers on each side. And like mentally I knew, oh, I should not be touching a stranger. Oh, stranger danger. You know?
I've had people fall over and sleep on me.
I'm afraid I did that. Because the 2.5 hour flight, uh-huh. which I think it was about 2.5 hours, felt like 20 minutes.
Because you must have fallen asleep.
Yes. And I felt so bad. And then come to find out the guy to my right, his wife was across the aisle. And I'm just like, I'm so glad I didn't get beat up. But I didn't talk to anyone. I wasn't over friendly. I was just like, hey, that's my seat. Thanks.
You are never over friendly. You don't have to worry about that.
Why do you say that?
I'm teasing you.
Oh. I don't like to talk to strangers. Because some of them take that door and they swing it open like a gate and just never let you sleep.
Speaking of conversation, let me ask you this, and this is not meant as a slam at all. This is just talking.
That's never a good way to start a conversation.
Because I don't want you to take this wrong.
This will not make you mad.
Rain, because Rain's back begging for it. But a lot of times I'll say, well, why didn't you say something? And you go, well, I had nothing to inject. It's not about being shy, but sometimes just injecting anything, even if you don't know what you're talking about, just to say, you know, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. You know, just to keep it going.
Because I like my hair blonde.
Uh-huh.
I have to be careful because there is a line between, like, girl and dumb girl. And I'm very cautious. So I don't want to say something that's going to make me look unintelligent. I'm very aware of this. So I was on a call for work today,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening and taking it all in. My boss IMs me, why don't you interject? And I was like, I have nothing to interject. I'm listening right now. Later on in the call, you couldn't shut me up. I was able to take it in,
uh-huh.
process, uh-huh. and then output.
Right. But sometimes, and I've seen this, and you and I have talked about it, where you'll just remove yourself almost from the conversation.
If I get bored.
Instead of
trying.
Yeah, instead of trying.
If
you know,
I'm tired,
you're like, I didn't know what y'all were talking about, so I didn't care. I just, you know.
Well, sometimes you get with your comedy people, and it's just kind of like comedy, 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 comedy.
Yeah, but that would still be, like, if you don't know the comic I'm talking about.
And they don't even acknowledge the fact that I'm here. Like, I think a lot of people in your world assume I'm the blonde girlfriend. Just the blonde girlfriend. They don't know that there's any depth to me. Because...
Well, people listening, she has depth. Okay? But, from now on...
Stop. But you know what I'm saying?
I do.
So it'll... Like, I have seen people be like, oh, hey, Steve. And you're like, this is my girlfriend. And I'm like, hey. And then they talk to you as though I'm not even there. And I feel that tunnel vision. Like, they don't make eye contact. If they do, it's very minimal. Like, it's all... Like, I read signs.
Oh. Are you shooting fireballs at them? At your eyeballs?
No, I'm not a bitch. I don't have the resting bitch face that people talk about. Wow, I've progressed. I used to not cuss like that. What have you done to me in 6 years?
I don't have the resting biscuit
Holy
face.
Muffin. But so, and if I'm tired, I will easily shut off if it doesn't interest me. And that's selfish of me.
Okay, I was just wondering.
I admit that.
Because, like, the other, just happened the other night, made me think about it.
The other night?
Yeah. When? Down at my mom and dad's. Mom's.
When?
Just all sitting around, you know, people talking, and I just noticed that.
Which night?
I can't. We were there a lot of nights, so it doesn't really. I'm just saying.
But one
I just noticed
it
that.
It was just me. The other night, it was me and my brother.
Yeah, who's very quiet, too.
Yes, we're quiet people.
You're very quiet people. Mom goes, I like her brother. He seems very nice. He's very shy. And I go, yeah, why do you say that? She goes, well, he doesn't talk much.
Our dad is very similar to your mom and can talk. What's that saying? Talk the ear off a corn or something like that?
Something like that. My mom, I've said that about my mom before. My mom could walk over and sit next to somebody at the mall. You come back in 5 minutes. She goes, this is Debbie. Debbie has two kids. One of her kids is in college. Well, one of her kids is having foot problems, having a foot operated on. And you're like, you know what? Don't care.
Hi, Debbie. But so that's my dad. Like growing up, we would just be out and about and he would just to a stranger. Well, guess what happened to me today?
To a stranger.
And I think that or even an acquaintance, not a friend. Because my parents didn't really have a lot of close friends. Like we didn't have people over. And that might explain a little of my social awkwardness.
Well, it's one thing to know what to say, when to inject. But I think part of it is a listening skill, you know, that you just have to go, even if you don't know, go, you know what, I don't know that movie that you're talking about. Who starred in that?
Well, if it was a one-on-one, but this is a group situation. There's six people sitting in one room talking about things. And if I have nothing to interject, it would be awkward for you guys to be talking to me and be like, I got nothing.
No, but as you know, like your boss just chiming in, people notice that. It may not seem, but people go, wow, you know, nobody talked.
Okay.
What?
I can't express what I'm thinking right now, but it's not the same situation when it comes to the work environment.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay.
But, you know.
But you see what I'm saying.
When I have something to say.
You will say
it. I will wait.
Holy crap, will she say it.
I will wait for just a half second pause and be like, well, by the way, Janet's here and Janet was stuck.
And by the way.
And that happened today. Like, I hate when people aren't direct. Like, Steve, tell me about your trip to Houston. I know you went to Houston to see your parents, and your brother's there too, right? So, was it warm in Houston? I know this time of year it's warm. I hate when people do that.
Like already tell you all the facts of your story?
Yes. Or just keep, like, talking, and they ask you a question, and they keep talking. I'm just like, I have an answer for you. I have an answer for you.
Whatever your lips quit moving.
Yes. And on a conference call, it's so awkward. Like, I'm just like, but nope, not that, yet. But nope, not yet. But. And actually, I left my phone at home today, my work phone, and you walked in on that conference call.
Oh, was that when you were on that, you're being quiet because you gave me the.
I was listening. Yeah. My friend Kathy was leading the call. Sorry. So I'm sorry if I wasn't as. But you and your family are quite a bunch of talkers.
They talk a lot. I'm not going to. Even if they hear this and I don't care, it's one of the things that's always made me. You're talking about how your family.
Yeah.
If I'm watching TV.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
I agree.
Shut up.
I can't watch TV with your family.
But that's where it comes off for you too because it. Just because somebody said something on TV is no reason to spin that off on a topic it just reminded you of.
Agreed.
Yeah?
My dad does that. Or because I don't see him enough. I know, Dad. I know. Like, we'll be sitting there watching the news and be like, so guess what happened last month on the news? And he'll like,
spin out of it.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, you know, a body was found today in the bio. You know, they've been finding a lot of bodies down here. Yeah, Houston's really kind of a boat. Crime's high. Shut up. I'm trying to hear the actual story.
I think the police force has doubled. Oh my gosh, did you hear a policeman got shot?
One had a wreck on a motorcycle. Ah! Watch the news! Watch the news!
You and I are the same way, but you handle it so much better. Like me, I have to walk out of the room. Like, I have to be like, I have to go check on my luggage. Is it still here? Crap. That means I'm still here.
Well, so that I know where that bit that I do that's turned, it's gotten larger and bigger.
A comedy bit.
A comedy bit for my, you know, that I do in my act is basically all that. It bothers me so much. I'd rather just tell me to put it on pause if you want to say something.
And I have learned that.
Yeah. But because if you say something, I miss dialogue. If you miss dialogue, especially when you're watching a TV or a movie, dialogue is important. Who did they say it was? I don't know. You know what I mean?
But I'm not bad about that.
No, not as bad as you used to be.
Because I've done a lot of comedy routine. Shut the F up, Janet. Okay, Janet.
See, but you've said, like, just pause it. I'll pause. We'll talk. I'm okay
right,
with that.
You taught me that through your comedy routine. That's how you work. You don't directly tell me things. Okay, I get that you want to watch movie trailers, and I'm never going to stop for movie trailers, ever.
I love movie trailers. We're watching TV, and she's fast-forwarding. I'll go, hey, that's the new – oh, never mind.
Guess what? It's on YouTube.
That's
– But I have learned. But you don't directly confront me about things.
No, I'm not real confrontational, am
me
I?
Me either.
No.
Me either. So it's really crappy because you have the comedy like, it's kind of like when I haven't seen your comedy in a while. I go to your comedy show and I'm like, I wonder what I'm going to learn new about our relationship today. Oh, I go to bed too early. That's not going to change. Oh, I talk too much during TV. Oh, I
can work on that. Yeah. One of my new bits that I started doing the other week in Vegas, because I was just in Vegas, for those listening, I was at the MGM Grand in Vegas at Brad Garrett's Comedy
Club. That feels like a
month
ago.
I know. And speaking of which, I'll plug this now. I will be with Chad Prather.
He's the pull-your-pants-up guy.
Yeah, he's the unapologetically Southern.
I bet I could pull up his YouTube video.
Well, you can, but I'm going to be with Chad and Cowboy Bill and myself. We're going to do shows in Temple, Texas and Kerrville, Texas this Friday and Saturday, 17th and 18th.
June
17th and 18th. June 17th and 18th. But anyway, one of the things that I started doing was about having to – people that go to bed early – how it's so hard because you have to be quiet.
You don't have to.
No, but that's turned into a bit because people more recognize it. Like, I'm trying to sleep. I can hear you walk. I can. I'm trying to fall asleep. Could you turn that down a little bit?
That is the good thing about me. I can sleep through a hurricane.
Do anything. But I've noticed from talking to people and doing this bit.
That's normal.
The feedback that I get is like, if she goes to bed at 7:30, I'm supposed to just lay there on, like, I'm dead. Fight. Turn the TV on. I'm trying to sleep. If I get up to do something, I heard the cabinets.
Yep.
But you're.
I know.
I can turn it up to 36 on the volume.
I'm a little concerned that, like, if we ever had a tornado, which happens, or if we ever.
You would sleep right through it.
I really would.
But that would be good. You would just wake up 2 or 3 miles
no
away.
With no house around me.
Yeah.
Wait, where's Butterfly?
I've got to be at the gym in an hour.
No, I wouldn't wake up because my phone wouldn't go off with the alarm. So do you want to hear a Chad Prather video?
Yes.
All
play
right.
A little bit of Chad.
Do we need to plug it in or is it through the mic?
You can put it right up there next to the mic.
All right. So this is his most famous video. It's that's not it. Unapologetically Southern.
Uh-huh. It's going to play a commercial first?
Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
All right, so there's like 2 million views.
Well, it may be a little early in the week for a rant, but I got a message today that I thought you might enjoy. Somebody said, Chad, we're offended by your Southern accent. It proves to us you're not intelligent. Well, maybe I'm not that smart. I would love to be as smooth, sophisticated, suave, and debonair as those of you who send me those messages seem to be. I wish that I could articulate my thoughts and enunciate my words as well as you master communicators must be capable of doing. However, I grew up in the state of Georgia where Southern dialect really was our only option. And now, after living all these years in the state of Texas, nobody yet has stopped me for using a phrase such as y'all or gonna or fixin' to. Yet you say it makes me sound less than intelligent. You can stop listening. In fact, nobody ever invited you into the conversation. It's okay. Just walk away. If that's all it takes really to offend your feeble mind, however, let me remind you, we got a lot of guns down here. We hunt, we fish, we burn up the ozone layer with our four-wheel drive trucks and our diesel engines. We refer to women in our lives as dear darling and sweetheart, not as a term that's derogatory or offensive, but as a term of endearment and most of them tend to like it. We teach our children to say ma'am and sir to their elders and to do so for the rest of their lives as a sign of respect, no matter how old they get. Believe it or not, no matter what the media wants to tell you, we get along by and large with people who are not just like us, whether it's differences in the color of their skin or the country they come from, or yes, even those of you up north. Y'all come on down. And ladies, no matter how liberated you get, we as Southern gentlemen, we've been taught and we're going to fight for the right to hold the door open for you. I'm sorry if that's offensive. Yep. Our parents disciplined us as we were growing up with something a little bit stronger than time out, and it taught us self-respect, self-discipline, and respect for other people. I'm sorry if the way we talk offends you. Not really. Hey, love y'all, really do. And here's another term we use down south, and we're not ashamed of it. God bless. Facebook poke.
So I really like him. That is like his, like, it has 2,579,020 views, and that's just on YouTube.
Yeah.
So
that's not
we
his.
We ran into him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we met Chad in Vegas, and that's how we hooked up and decided we should tour together.
I recognized him from this video.
Yeah. Well, I recognized his voice when he spoke. And then
he has that, like,
he talks just like that.
Just like that.
He talks exactly like that. So, yeah.
So, I mean, I wish I could be down there with you, because I feel like that's going to be an awesome show. And then who's the other guy that you're with?
Cowboy Bill Martin.
I feel like he might be a big thing that I'm not.
Well, he's just part of. Cowboy Bill's been like me. I mean, we've been touring forever and working all the same clubs. Gotcha. He works Brad's club there in Vegas, too.
Yeah.
But Chad was putting this together because he wants it to be, and Bill and I, this could be the next blue collar tour. That's what we're hoping for.
Ooh, you should call it the Unapologetic Southern Tour.
Unapologetically Southern Tour.
Yes, because it would go with his biggest video, 2 million plus hits on YouTube.
Oh, that's true too.
You need to pitch that to Chad and give me some cred.
I will do that. I will do that. The title that's been floating around right now is The Kings of Cowtown, because everybody's been done the Kings of Comedy and the Kings of Latin Kings of Comedy and the Women King. That's basically been the thing. And both Chad and Bill are from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they're like, well, you
– didn't he just say he was from Georgia?
Well, he was born there, but he lives in Dallas now. That's home for him.
Okay.
And so and he's like, well, you're from Texas. You grew up in Texas, and you own part of that club in Fort Worth. That makes you part of the whole Cowtown thing. So,
oh, gotcha.
So Kings of Cowtown is what they've been leaning toward. And I think that is the website they actually started, kingsofcowtown.com. Not yet, but
you got to prove
yourself.
But
this is my trial weekend. These two shows are like,
you got
come
it,
out and see how this we all work together. And
you conquered Japan. China.
China.
Sorry.
Not Japan. I haven't been to Japan
yet.
Difference. I've been to Hong Kong.
That shows my
and speaking of which, tonight before I go to bed, I actually have to fill out. It's right behind you. I printed it out. My work visa stuff to go back to Hong Kong and Singapore and Thailand. I'm going to do Thailand for the first time. So
you printed out a boarding pass.
Yeah, I leave tomorrow.
You never do that.
I know. I just want to make sure I didn't screw up. That's my flight to Texas.
You must
Texas
be excited
tomorrow.
About
I am
this
excited. Well, we no made judgment. It at our hour. Oh, we've done our hour.
I didn't touch any news stories that I
you
had
didn't?
Pulled up.
We'll save them for next time.
Wow.
Because we waited too long between. We always do this.
I
don't know why. I'm going, you're going. We need to do.
You're
like
traveling a lot.
Like Hank and Petra, our friends at Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
We love them.
We love them, who just say, we have to do it. We tell ourselves we're going to every Sunday
you're
night.
You're not here.
I know, but maybe we should start just Skyping, if nothing else. You know, we could do that. But I don't know if it's much fun when you're sitting in the room looking
you're
at each other.
You're holding butterflies.
Holding a dog and the
I'm
cat's
happy.
Trying to get in your lap.
I'm happy because you're home.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So
tell everybody how to find us.
Yeah. You can find us at Wrinkled Sheets, the number one, mm-hmm. on Twitter. Wrinkled Sheets, the number one, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
On Facebook, if you search Wrinkled Sheets, you could see a bed.
Yeah. There's a photo of that.
Yes, I changed our profile picture to us when we were at the Comedy Works. So there is a picture of a blonde and a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And then there's the YouTube Wrinkle Sheets YouTube vlog. Find that
Again,
and subscribe.
I keep forgetting about
subscribe.
The vlog.
What did I say? Subscribe?
Subscribe. Share with your friends. However, you can subscribe to us on iTunes.
That's the only
way. Give us a review.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Yes, definitely. Please review this on iTunes. Please. There has been reviews. They've been good.
Oh, good. Yes, I didn't know that until right now.
And that's what helped moves you up in iTunes and up the podcast ladder and stuff like that. And the only way people know, since we don't advertise and we don't get a lot of media, the only way people are going to know about this is if you share us. So it's all up to you people to share. Friends. Just hit retweet. It's not that hard.
Or you could just hit, if you're watching one of our videos on YouTube, you just hit share, Twitter, and it'll automatically populate some text, and you just hit done. Send, whatever.
All right.
So it's so easy.
So easy. So thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. So until next time.
Bye.
Wow, that was loud.